you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will get to a forum post of interest here in a little bit, but first, a sad, sad story about the death of an arcade. And in just kind of the economic world we're in right now, the last thing businesses need are more taxes to pay and more regulations to follow, especially people running arcades. Because arcades just aren't what they used to be. They don't have the, I mean, even without the government taxes and regulations, which we'll tell you about here in a moment, it's hard to run an arcade. They've been dying off for the last decade and a half, basically.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's a place where video games, where you have to pay to play video games. You can go home and play video games for free.
That's the problem, is it's just the video games at home have gone up, have gotten so much better that it's a hard market. And I think what you've probably noticed, Ian, is that now video arcades, the whole point of going to them is for a really cool interface.
Yeah.
It's not the game so much.
More
as the
experiential. They'll have the Dance Dance Revolution where you have, you know, it's the big one.
Which you can now play at home.
Right. Well, you can play
not
the
as well,
DDR at home, and certainly it's a fun game. I don't want to diminish the home version, but the home version isn't the video game parlor version. And you can't play the leaned over motorcycle race game where you're on some kind of mocked up motorcycle. You can't play that at home. Unless you happen to have
very expensive arcade units. Yeah.
Right. You can't play one of these jet fighter ones where the seat moves and you bob and you weave and you duck and you dive. All those things, that's not happening.
But something with a joystick and some buttons, that's pretty easy to duplicate.
I don't know whether they've gotten the point and shoot games down for the television.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, they've had those.
Those are my favorite video games. Is Target games.
Well, those are the games that seem to be out there, like the House of the Dead or something like that, where you and a friend go and shoot. Those, there are a lot of those out in the arcades, and I'm wondering why it is that they have so many of those in the arcades.
It's a tough business now, and it's gotten more difficult. I remember watching the arcades that I used to go to as a kid shut down in Sarasota, Florida, as I got older. And it's just hard to be in the arcade business because of the reasons you're talking about here. But an Illinois village made it that much harder for a popular arcade, or what at one time was a popular arcade. The Courier News reporting that a village tax on video game machines has forced a small arcade to abandon its games. The Name Your Game store, located in the village of Hampshire, is described by its owners as a favorite wholesome after-school hangout. And in addition to games, offers snacks, collectible cards, and clothing. The proprietors, Bob and Gina Pearson, claim that a steep village tax of $250 per machine annually led them to dispose of their 10-game inventory.
Want to go after these people?
Who knows? I mean,
they just wanted money, I bet.
How many arcades could there have been in a little town like that? Probably. They were targeted.
Or was this a sin tax kind of thing? Like, they thought that it was going to make people behave better and the games were bad for them. So
Ms. Pac-Man? NASCAR racing? I mean, apparently that's sort of some of the games they have.
Ms. Pac-Man encourages transsexuality, which is, you know, not healthy for children. So
air hockey?
With that.
Glow-in-the-dark air hockey? They had to get rid of that, too. It says, we didn't renew the licenses because the machines don't even make what you're charging in these astronomical fees, they told the town council.
Really? The machine, you know, some of these old machines don't make $250 in a year?
Who knows? That's what they claim. But nonetheless, the game companies tell us if arcades are slower, it might be true.
It might be. I don't know.
I mean,
they use more power than they make, you know.
Who knows? I mean, who's going to pay 50 cents to pay Ms. Pac-Man? It's not like you can raise the price on Ms. Pac-Man, right? I mean, some arcade games cost 50 cents and a dollar now. If you go into the newer arcades that still exist, the new games, first of all, they're very expensive for the arcades to actually buy, so they have to make their money back somehow. The House of the Deads and the motorcycle games and the things like that, these are multiple thousands and thousands of dollars to buy these games. They can, I think, lease them in some instances, but it's not cheap, the overhead on these things. But if you buy a Ms. Pac-Man unit, there's no way you're going to be able to get someone to pay 50 cents to play that game. So maybe it's true that they're not making $250 on them. It says here, the game companies tell us this is one of the highest fees in Illinois. We wonder if the village really researched how big this should be, or if they just slapped a number on it. Gee, which do you think is the case? Like, the government bureaucrats are going to research.
They don't think in business terms. No. They don't think in terms of, are they actually going to, you know, is this actually going to be, are they going to be able to make enough revenue for this to make sense? And
they don't care either. They don't care.
There really is a lot of bureaucrats. There really is this notion that businesses just have unlimited money. They're just, obviously, they're all rich people because they don't have to go get a job like the rest of us. They just sit and make money off their business.
And
you know?
It's that attitude that really belies the fact that they have no idea. Anybody that has that attitude that rich, that businessmen are rich, is really just, there's somebody who's never run their own business.
And I think part of the reason why businesses are rich is because the only ones who manage to function are in bed with statism, and they've crushed their competition with all these regulations and things that are barriers to entry for competition for small business. And you do end up with just big companies and corporations who have to work for those people because they're in bed with government. How do you compete with someone who's got violence on their side and you can't use violence? You know, the rest of us can't use violence indiscriminately.
It says here that they've become a pretty big hangout for kids after school and weekends, but not having the video games this year has made a big impact in just the first 2 weeks. A village official told the Courier News that officials set the fee high with the understanding that the game machine distribution companies would pay. However, Gina Pearson indicated that such arrangements only occur with establishments which serve alcohol. I'm not sure what all that even means. Look, if you charge people too much, they're going to not pay it. And then they go out of business. Luckily, these folks are still in business because they had a few other things going on in their shop. But the arcade doesn't exist anymore. And those kids are going to go out and probably cause trouble now that they can't go to the arcade after school and play some games.
They could.
Sad story. 800-259-9231 as arcades die all around the country. This Illinois town decided to hasten the death of their local arcade. We go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Tom calling from Burning Porcupine, which is a kind of a camping activity that follows up the Porcupine Freedom Festival, more for the New Hampshire hardcore activists than just folks that are up visiting the state. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. How's everybody doing there?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight, Tom?
Yeah, tonight we just want to make sure you get Dale home in time. He has a promise of breakfast for us, I believe.
I was going to mention that. Thank you for bringing it up. Yeah, I'm planning to leave early in the morning so I can get up there, and hopefully by about 8:30 or 9, you guys will have Ezekiel pancakes with blueberries as long as supplies last.
Yeah, we're fasting tonight, so we're ready for you. We don't have quite 50 people here, so just so you know, we're here waiting for you.
So, Tom, why did you go to Burning Porcupine?
Pardon?
Why did you go to Burning Porcupine, Tom?
I'm a Grafton resident now, so I'm here enjoying my friends around the campfire. We got a new porcupine. We've got the fire in it now, sitting by it.
So you are a Grafton resident. Now, Grafton is one of the more noteworthy places in New Hampshire. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show, a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging in the same geographic region, which is New Hampshire, in order to become activists for liberty. Within New Hampshire, you've got a lot of choices as to where you're going to end up moving. You chose Grafton, which is a very small town. Maybe 1,500 people live there. There's like a gas station, and that's about it. Why did you choose Grafton?
Because the blend of people. I'm sitting around here with mostly anarchists, and myself, I'm a political guy. So yeah, we're working for the same cause, and this was a good place. We all help each other, and can't find where the population is more dense of free staters looking for liberty.
But there are a fair number of people getting politically active in Grafton as well, right?
My understanding.
I would be out there already if not for wanting to do the show tonight.
Aw, thanks, Dale. Yeah.
Well, I missed it last week because Pork Fest, and we were all really busy, and there were a lot of interviews and things, so I really wanted to come on tonight. So if not for FTL, I would probably already be out there, but
excellent.
I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Well, glad you're enjoying yourself out there, Tom, and people that want to learn more about it can go to burningporcupine.org. Thank you and have fun this weekend. I'm going to do my best to get out there for a couple hours at some point this weekend. I know, Mark, you were talking about maybe going out for a few hours.
Think about
it. So we'll figure it out, and maybe we'll make an appearance. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We'll talk a little more about the Free State Project here in a bit. There's a critic that has posted to the BBS. We'll share that with you and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All right, so lots to continue discussing here. We're going to take your phone calls about whatever you want. We're going to go to a different Tom. This one is also in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about Congressman Ron Paul's bill, H.R. 1207, to audit the Federal Reserve.
What about
okay.
it?
you are on the House floor and you, this bill is coming up for a roll call vote. Which way are you voting on it, yes or no?
I would not be on the House floor.
But, okay. But
Mark,
but
you can answer that question.
On the House
yeah, you better
floor,
ask Mark.
Which way are you voting on it?
I'm, it's one of those votes. I guess I'm voting for it to audit the Federal Reserve.
Okay. Have you read the bill?
No.
I'm busted.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom, for the call.
What?
I don't know. It was cute. He was pointing out that even you wouldn't have read the bill, Mark.
Well, I not wouldn't have read the bill. I haven't read the bill. It's not my job to be a representative. You know what I mean?
I say that if Mark were a representative, he would read all the bills before he signed them.
You think so?
The ones that I voted for?
No, probably because they're too long. But he probably would, like, kind of scan them.
You could at the very least. Well, now, if you're not going to read the bill, you could then at least vote no and still do sort of the right thing, right? I mean, if you're voting no, it's probably a pretty safe vote.
But they probably figure out that, the no vote is the way to get me, to get a law through is by getting me to vote no or something like that.
I heard that this audit the Fed bill is, like, it's really trivial because apparently they audit the Fed. They get audited regularly, and there's just been a delay or something in the regular audit.
No, they've never been audited by the United States government. No, they may have internal audits, but they. My understanding is no, they have never been.
I read something today, and I've probably said a couple things on the show that are not really real good information. It's not like I researched them and made sure, but I read in a forum or something somewhere today that this was no different than previous audits. They were just trying to get it to go ahead because there'd been some delay or something.
I don't think so.
It's hard for me to get too excited about this just because I don't really think that auditing the Fed is going to lead to it being eliminated or anything like that. I don't think anything significant is going to come from this. I mean, the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, one of the more useful federal government agencies, is constantly auditing the federal government and constantly putting out reports about how much waste and graft and corruption there is within the federal government. And, well, look what has happened.
Well, it's they're all in bed together, so it's and they all have, conflicts of interest in keeping all that going.
And sure, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency; it's a quasi government agency, because it's a board of private bankers that are on there, and they've never been audited before by the federal government. So if they audit them and find huge discrepancies, which so I'm told they will. Right now, with the housing crisis and all that stuff, Americans are tuned in to what the Federal Reserve is doing more so than they ever have been before, thus the bills going through. And so I think if they find huge discrepancies that you could see a big uprising against the Federal Reserve.
What they might do, if they find huge discrepancies, here's what I would predict. They'll make a big hubbub about how we're serious about changing this Federal Reserve and we're going to appoint a brand new head to the board.
I agree that likely things like that could happen.
Some old bureaucrat will walk out with
this. Don't you think that you have to take steps in order to get things? I mean, how are we going to get rid of the Federal Reserve otherwise, Ian?
You create an alternative currency and you popularize it.
They've been doing that, and they threw Bernard von Nothaus and three of his employees in jail. I'm just saying, we got to do things, and this is something. I support
it's politics.
It. I mean, I don't disagree that likely what you're saying is true. However, maybe there'll be another bill that comes out after that that'll be a little more anti-Federal Reserve. We have gotten rid of the national banks here in the United States before. What do I think is going to happen if they get rid of the national bank and bring back a gold standard? I think that they'll slowly corrupt the gold standard. The United States government and the politicians will corrupt the gold standard, allowing fractional reserve banking, and at some point within a few decades, we'll have a national bank again. That's what I think, because people don't understand money, and
you can explain money to them fairly simply, I think. I think it's easy. It's not a difficult process to get people to at least have a basic understanding of why money is the way it is today.
I once knew what fission was, and now I don't, because I don't deal with it on a regular daily basis, and people just won't understand. They're not going to retain the knowledge because they don't think about it.
Well, I think that along with creating alternative currencies, we also have to get away from the federal government. So a declaration of independence, I think, would go a long way. Getting, New Hampshire, for instance, or another state to the people within that state to declare their own independence and to leave, stop participating in the federal government, just completely reject it. and then begin building alternative currencies, or at the same time have an alternative currency available and have people declare their independence. I think that would go a long way toward toward moving it forward. But you're right, Mark. I mean, you can't ever you're never safe in liberty activities. Bernard von Notthaus and his crew were arrested. One of them is still in jail on a immigration charge or something like that. Von Notthaus himself is out. And he's fighting it in court. Will he end up in jail over this? I don't know. It remains to be seen.
Yeah, I think that the point is, though, I think that it does take massive compliance for them to keep this thing going. This huge tyrannical government takes massive compliance, and for a few people to stand up and start calling them out on their violence and stand up for their principles and sometimes be willing to go to jail, I think it inspires other people. And when they have to, and they can't constantly crack the whip, I think it's going to get to the point where people just won't tolerate it anymore, and there's enough wrenches. It doesn't even have to be very many people. I don't think it takes many at all to be a wrench. We're all cogs right now. We're keeping the machine going because we comply. Almost, we're near 100% compliance. Mm-hmm. They just crack the whip now and then to keep people in line. They a lot of fear tactics. And people are just going to have to get scared enough and fed up enough. And, I mean, the government's going to have to do enough damage to the economy that we're on the verge of collapse, or maybe it will collapse. I hope not. I hope that people realize that things are going to get desperate if we don't do something. And it's going to be because of government that things will get desperate. And if we do not act, then we are in big trouble. And the whole, to avoid that calamity, we need to start doing something now. Nonviolent resistance. Disobeying, not being cogs, but being wrenches, and it only takes a few wrenches in the gears for us to stop being cogs and be wrenches for it to have a massive effect.
Concentrating those wrenches is much more useful than having a wrench out in California and one wrench in Alabama and one wrench in Tennessee. If we bring the wrenches all here to New Hampshire and then engage in that process.
And if people see that that's actually having an impact, then they're like, oh, then they get inspired. Maybe there will be things happening in other places, but we can show them here.
We had the guy call in earlier who was commenting on the fact that I went and paid property taxes, which is an obedient thing. I'm still paying because I don't want to be thrown from my home at this point. But I did go and I paid with $1 bills, and we made a spectacle out of it. We brought cameras along, and the video is, by the way, now online. You can see it at obscuredtruth.com. Our buddy Sam has done a great job putting his first video release since he was released from jail. So
right.
obscuredtruth.com, you can see that happening, and he pointed out that even though it may not have had a positive effect on the bureaucrats that were in that room, and we really don't know because we didn't get to interview them, but it did have a positive effect on him as somebody who's watching from a distance and is paying attention to what's happening here in New Hampshire and is seeing a level of activism here that just doesn't exist anywhere else. Though somebody says that's not the case. Mark, we'll get to the critic here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You dial in about anything.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. If you use code FTL to save $10, you can save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
Toll free number again, 800-259-9231. A lot of talk on this show about the Free State Project for obvious reasons. We're all Free State Project participants. We've moved here from our old lives and wherever it is we've come from, Florida in our case, Dale, you moved from California, originally from Georgia. We've all moved here in order to get active for liberty because we agree with the idea that concentrating activism, taking the great liberty activists that we have around the country, bringing them to the same geographic location and concentrating their activism in the same place is going to make a difference. Whereas up until this point, with the just the dilution that this movement has, where the activists are just they're almost alone where they currently are, has been so crippling to the movement that this is the step that was necessary to be made in order to have the liberty movement really take hold and have some success. I believe that we've seen evidence that that is true over over the last few years here in New Hampshire.
I agree, and I would like to briefly add, without derailing your topic, that it improves your own life immediately because it's just there's such great people here, and spending your life with people here is a great way to improve your life right away.
Absolutely. My social, my level of socialization here in New Hampshire is way above what it used to be in Florida. I never went, hardly went anywhere in Florida and did things, whereas here I'm all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. And oddly enough, I would say that my stress level overall is way down. I mean, partly because I made changes to my lifestyle, but I think partly too because you get this sense of frustration at how horrible things are and how helpless you are. And it's so overwhelming and the government is so tyrannical and invasive. pervasive and evil, and there's nothing you can do about it. And just doing something and being with people who also want to do something, that's like a relief valve for all that stress. That is, there's something you get that out of the fact that you are doing something. And we're seeing mm-hmm. little impacts all over the place right now, and it's growing and snowballing.
It hasn't
and
been
all
a miracle.
Of that is encouraging.
Right. It hasn't been a miracle. The government hasn't just closed up shop and gone away.
No.
But I think that some of the people in the government are coming to understand that the freedom activists aren't going away. They may have been telling themselves up until this point, well, it's just a fluke. There's people, just a bunch of kids. It's no big deal. And they'll fizzle out and grow up and start, they'll grow up and agree with coercion eventually. That's kind of been some of the positions.
They're so used to intimidating people to get their way, and inspiring fear, flaunting their authority, and that's not working on us. And I think they're a little bit scared, which there's no reason to be scared of us. We're not going to do anything to
them. They're scared to lose their power.
Right. They're scared of losing their power, and they don't know how to deal with us because the normal intimidation tactics don't work.
So with that in mind, we're going to get to a post here in a moment that ties into all this. Somebody is being very critical of the Free State Project, and they're full of misinformation, so we'll correct that. But first, we go to West Virginia, where Tom is listening to WVTS. Hello, Tom.
Hey, this is Tom the Neocon. How you guys
Tom.
Doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to let you all know I joined a bureau crash the other night.
Interesting. What a perfect organization for you.
Thank you very much.
I quit Bureau Crash a few weeks ago.
Why?
Well, because they're not a liberty-oriented group anymore. They're just another conservative lobbying organization at this point.
Oh, really?
Well, that's how I feel about it.
I'm going to lose you.
Well, that's okay, because I joined Free Agents, fr33agents.net, which is a real liberty-oriented social networking website that is actually run by liberty-loving people, specifically the guys from the Motorhome Diaries and another crew of, and a behind-the-scenes crew of some great folks as well.
They're picking up the baton where Bureau Crash dropped it.
They sure are, and they're doing a great job of it, too. Those guys are awesome.
Tom, I still have my Bureau Crash membership.
You don't think the Cato Institute is... What's the institute that's backing them? I forgot. It's the
CEI,
American...
the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
But no, I don't think Cato is particularly principled either. No, I don't.
Yeah, they have been kind of seem like they're in the pocket of the Republican Party, which, of course, being a neocon, I have no problem with that. But, yeah.
I like Republicans on a local level because they have a harder time killing people there.
So what did you have on your mind tonight?
I was going to ask you guys about Walmart, how Walmart has changed their, public perception over the past year or so. It seems like they've really done a bang-up job trying to clean up their image. They went from being the company that was, all the mom-and-pop stores were getting, eaten up by them, and now they're they're an environmentalist, in the pockets of the environmentalists, apparently. They try to give that image, and they made a statement recently where they were trying to agree with the Obama administration's plan to, have the health care, the single payer. And I thought how interesting that Walmart, who's already done such a bang-up job with shutting down so many mom-and-pop stores, now they want
to... Oh, come on. Now, first of all, I don't know if what you're saying is true. We're going to have to take you at face value that Walmart has come out in favor of universal health care. That's shocking to me, considering that Walmarts have clinics inside. A lot of Walmart locations, Super Walmarts, for instance, have clinics where they're offering cash doctor services, so it seems very unlikely that they would get behind some sort of universal health care. But please stop repeating... You say you may be wrong. That's good. Please stop repeating the myth. One thing you are wrong about is the idea that Walmart has just been putting mom and pops out of business left and right. And it's just an excuse that poor business owners, that bad business people use as an excuse to go out of business. Oh, I can't do business anymore because of Walmart. Well, let me tell you, there's a Walmart here in Keene, and it's relatively new. I think it's new as within the last decade or so. And there's still plenty of mom-and-pop stores around here. There's a mom-and-pop bicycle store where I went and bought my bike after Walmart did a really crappy job of providing me with a bicycle. I went and got great service at a local store. And everybody knows that mom-and-pops can do a much better job of providing customer service and support to their customers than a Walmart or other big box chain store can do. And plenty of mom and pop stores are still going strong and surviving next door to Walmart. So it's just poppycock to say that Walmart comes into a town and kills off all the mom and pops. It's nonsense.
Well, you really threw me for a curve because I really thought that you would have a different opinion on that. But I must, you know, correct myself by saying that I agree with you on the big scale. I don't think that they do damage to mom and pop stores. I think it's all about competition.
That's what it's about.
It's their perception. You know, they've done a really good job at their PR, you know, because they went from being the unions were, you know, chomping at the bit to get into the stores. And now it seems like they've thrown everybody a bone with certain policy statements that the company has had. And now everyone's laying off them.
Tom, I'd encourage you to wait and see with as far as that goes, because you know, the folks that we're talking about here, the environmentalists, the union lobbies, the Democrats of the world, they don't take kindly to people outside of their group trying to co-opt their message. I'd like to point out to you, if you'll recall, George Bush writing every American a check two or three times during his administration, and
Walmart.
And bringing on a socialized a pharmaceutical system for the older people, and you know, basically making America that much more socialized. The No Child Left Behind policy was instituted during George Bush. This whole, you know, socialist paradigm that they that George Bush propagated, well, I think was really to try to denude the emasculate the Democratic Party so that the Republicans would rule forever. How did that work, Tom?
It's not working too well right now.
No, because those people want the power, and they know who has it, so they'll figure out some way to vilify them.
Tom, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's about it. I just wanted to see where you guys were on.
I'm a fan of Walmart, Tom. I think that I don't necessarily agree with all of their store policies, the censorship policy. It's certainly not a perfect business, and what businesses are. But as far as helping people that don't have a lot of money, Walmart does a great job of that. They help reduce costs for the average consumer, buying the things they need for living everyday life, and reduced costs means more money in their pocket at the end of the week for them to spend on other things or save or whatever. And to that end, Walmart has done a great job. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want, though only moments remain. So we might be able to sneak your call in if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away. Now, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Oh, wait. Instead of promoting that, let's talk about voting, because it is the beginning of the month. We didn't mention this last night. Every month, the Podcast Alley voting statistics are reset. It's a clean slate at the beginning of every month. And for the last several months, as long as I can remember, almost a year, I think, at this point, maybe longer, we have been number one month after month, and it's all thanks to listeners like you going and voting. It doesn't matter if you're an internet listener or a listener on the radio. If you have access to the internet, you can vote for us. So please take a moment, and it really only does take a moment. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. You'll only need an email address, and that's only used to verify that you're a real live human being and not some sort of voting robot. So head on over to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live, and help us climb to the top of the charts again. I don't actually haven't looked today, so I'm not sure where we're at the moment.
Oh, we're number one, and it's by a good stretch.
We're number one? Well, we still need your votes.
Oh, yes.
If you haven't done it yet, please go to vote.freetalklive.com, and while you're at it, head over to vote.anarchyinyourhead.com. Dale is joining us every Thursday night. He doesn't get paid to come here to do this show. He likes doing it, thank goodness. But I like his comic strip. Anarchyinyourhead.com is the strip. You can go there and you can get two brand new comics every single week, as well as some very, very brilliant editorialization, some essays.
Good. That's a good description, I guess, yeah.
And so sometimes the comics come with sort of short editorials, and sometimes you just post full-on essays, full articles, which are very good, very well-written. It's great content, but you need votes, but you need them. We only do it once a month. You need them every single day.
I need them every day. They're a little bit easier than the other vote. But
you don't need an email address?
Need an email address. You don't need. You really just have to verify that you're not a bot by answering a little logic question that's really simple.
Yes.
And actually, I'm higher than, I should say, we are higher at anarchyinyourhead.com, because I consider all the fans and everyone as part of it. People who inspire me. We are like 21 today, the last I checked.
Is that a record?
Yes. It's 21 out of thousands of comics. And if we actually get into the top 10, then I'm right at the top of the page, and they show my banner and everything, and I'm getting a fair number of hits just from being on the front page.
Cool.
So that's really, and Mark is a big part of that. Mark is a great promoter. If anyone doesn't know, if you need marketing advice or if you want to hire a marketing person, Mark is amazing at stuff like this.
And I'm not going to get a percentage if you hire Mark.
I don't know. I'm not cheap. And
well, you shouldn't be cheap. You're good at it.
I've got a job I love. And, you know, yes.
Well, I didn't know if you moonlighted or anything like that. I guess not.
Well, you know, I've certainly moonlighted in a few jobs since I've taken on Free Talk Live. However, you know, I'm not looking to do that. I get behind projects I'm interested in, the Free State Project. I like Anarchy in Your Head, probably because I have this unhealthy desire to push things up web charts.
to
watch things go up rankers.
I think he was disappointed though. He's like, only 21. You know, last month it was 51. This month it's 21. Well, and it was 51 because of Mark last month too.
If we could get into the top 10, there's an added bonus where we get a banner, and I want to see the Anarchy in Your Head banner put on this top web comic. .com site with all these other, these are some really great comics in here, mind you, the ones you're competing against. But
well, luckily, success breeds success. Yep. And so having it being at 21 is going to draw more people to it. More people will be more likely to vote. And as you say, you've made it prominent, right? So if somebody just goes to anarchyinyourhead.com, just
corner is a little blue button that has the ranking top web comics.
On every comic.
And that button will take you there.
Okay.
Or you can go to vote.anarchyinyourhead.com.
So every day, vote.anarchyinyourhead.com, or at least when you think about it, certainly at the very bare minimum when you're there actually looking at the comics, just make a point to click on that.
It makes me happy just to see it move up.
And
every day.
Don't forget vote.freetalklive.com.
There's also facebook.anarchyinyourhead.com.
I keep a window open while I'm working just so that I can refresh every once in a while and see how much I've managed to push it up by, mentioning it on Facebook and, you know, bothering my friends like that.
So there you go. Some things to do to help us out. It makes a big difference. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight, Ken?
Just want to preface this. I am your persistent geologist who notified you about the White Mountains.
Yes. You're obsessed with geology, and I think it's wonderful because I've learned a few things from you, and it's been very interesting so far. So go ahead.
It is an obsession. But I had a story to relate about the free market and drug testing.
Sure.
Recently I had a job for work where we needed to get drug tested. And typically our company is opposed to it because, as my boss has said, they need a warrant to search your house. Why can they take your piss for free? But what happened was I was given really, really short notice, and so I took one of the herbal detox kits and passed the test with flying colors.
Wow.
Yeah, generally, I hear those things work.
Yeah, I had a friend that swears by them. He said he sold them in a store that he worked at. He didn't own the store. He just worked there. But he was frequently selling them, and he had people come back and tell him it worked quite frequently. So,
how short of notice are we talking about here?
I was given 6 days' notice, so...
Oh, that's not. They used to give drug tests while I was in prison, and people would sort of plan ahead by drinking a bunch of water if they found out that they were on the list or whatever reason. You could buy the list from people. It wasn't that big of a deal. But they would just drink several cups of water and just dilute themselves.
And would that work?
It would depend on how much you had.
You know, there's also some really good advice on a movie that's called The War on Drugs. But they give a little tutorial about that.
So you're just letting people know that the herbal clean kit worked for you?
Partly. What I came to a conclusion was is that this is actually the free market in work, and people are demanding these supplies because they are having these unreasonable tests put upon them. And no matter what you try and do to restrict somebody's freedom, they're going to find a way around it.
Yeah, so it seems. The marketplace is very inventive. There's no doubt about it. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Ken?
I think that's about it.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. All right, Mark, let's jump into the forum post, the critical forum post toward the Free State Project, see if you can answer a few objections.
I don't know if we're going to get into it very quickly, but this comes from I've had a conversation with this guy since then on the BBS, and I think I've found out where he's coming from.
Okay.
But I'd like to just point out some of the things that he's talking about here. His name's Fat Cat, and he's on the BBS forum. And that's a rough and tough place. So if it sounds rough and tough, it's because he's a product of his environment. Okay. He's talking about a guy who says, I'm not a porcupine anymore, because he has to move to Colorado rather than moving to New Hampshire for family and business reasons. So he says, Fat Cat says, it's not like you're missing much. If living in New Hampshire coincides with your other plans, then I'd recommend you engage in the New Hampshire Liberty Movement. However, the idea that New Hampshire is somehow the holy grail of freedom, liberty in our lifetimes, LOL, for those of you who aren't on the internet, that means laugh out loud, or even some last bastion of American liberty, is a joke and entirely out of touch with the facts on the ground. It's been nearly 10 years since foundation, and only 720 people have actually moved, hundreds of who, hundreds
okay,
of whom.
Okay, stop right there. The Free State Project idea was founded as an idea in 2001. The organization was built around that afterwards. Yeah. And the vote was taken in 2003 for New Hampshire, was chosen as the state, the destination right. state. So the move to New Hampshire has not actually, first of all, the move to New Hampshire hasn't begun until Free State Project reaches 20,000, but there are early movers who have moved already at this point. So the early movers could only begin moving as of late 2003. I believe it was October of 2003. So pretty much 2004 to now is when those hundreds of people have moved. It's not as though they've been moving since 2001. Just a point of clarification.
Yeah, I mean, there's some facts in here that I would prefer to edit too. Also, the 720 movers, when I signed the statement of intent and when I signed up for the first 1,000, neither one of those the things that I signed up said that I would tell the Free State Project when I moved into the state. I did not sign up to give them my information, and the fact that I have has only been something I felt like doing. People that are libertarian types, voluntarist types, agorist types, these are probably the hardest people to
wrangle up. Yeah,
to get to, you know, on board to doing this kind of thing. They like their privacy. They, you know, they don't like to be able to be told what to do. Yeah, the rules don't they don't feel the rules necessarily apply to them in every case. So the 720 number, I think it's probably double what it is. That's just my opinion. It's just speculation entirely. It's wild speculation.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I'm not going to speculate on that, but
I know for sure is 720 is wrong.
I will say that we're out of time for tonight, but this is the hub for liberty activism. There is no doubt about that. Right. Anybody who's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival knows this. Anybody who's been even just to the social events that we have, the social Sundays, the regular Taproom Tuesdays, the things like that, where activists get together in larger numbers at regular social events than sometimes you might see at a state convention for like a libertarian party. There are more activists on the ground here than anywhere else for liberty, and there is no doubt about that. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1970, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.